You're listening to KSTK FM Wrangell, Alaska. Thanks for tuning into this week's Wolf Watch for Friday, January 25th, 2013. I'm Shady Grove Oliver, and coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have an interview with Coach Ray Stokes and an interview with one of his players, senior Blaine Wilson. Right now, I'm standing here in the Wrangell High School gym, and you can hear the boys practicing behind me for their upcoming game in Haynes. So lots of exciting things coming up. Stay tuned. So I hear it's been kind of a rough time traveling for you. Can you tell me about that?
Well, we were supposed to head for Haynes, this weekend, play them, and we took off and headed down to Ketchikan, and then you sit for about 3 hours and then go up to Juneau and then overnight and then try and catch a ferry to Haynes. Well, anyway, we got to Ketchikan and found out, that they weren't going to go into Juneau, so... Anyway, we've sat quite a bit of time there in Ketchikan Airport thinking that was going to happen, and it never did. So finally we ended up getting the news that that wasn't going to happen. So we turned around and came back to Wrangell, and I guess we're going to try it tomorrow morning, Saturday morning.
So when are the actual games?
Right now, I think they're trying to have it on a Sunday, Monday, just because the way the ferries and everything work. Otherwise, it would be like, miss a whole nother week of school practically. So they're trying to get clearance from Wausau right now to see if we can play a Sunday night game and then a Monday game, and then we'll catch the ferry after that ball game and head back.
Do you have to get special clearance to do it on a Sunday?
Yeah, you're supposed to go through the state to get clearance, and then I think the local people at the home game, they try and kind of get clearance from some of the people there. So usually under circumstances like this, they're pretty understanding. We'll see how it goes.
How has this affected the boys? Do you think it's had any bad effect on them having to wait?
Oh, it's just kind of, what do you do? Just sit and wait. And so I don't know. Obviously, it could be better conditions, but there's nothing you can do about it. So who knows? Maybe with these guys, it might help us a little bit, maybe to sit and think about things a little bit. But nothing you can do about it, so why worry?
So how has this past week been going for you guys?
It's been fine. The boys are good. We just unfortunately can't win ball game when we have opportunity. And last weekend against Craig, Friday night, I felt like we kind of gave one away. Definitely had a really good chance of winning it, and I kind of thought, we did that to ourselves Friday night. And then Saturday, we played okay for a half, and then second half just kind of tanked. So, hopefully the kids can just hang in there and don't get discouraged and keep plugging along.
What do you think happened Friday night?
I just think it's lack of experience and lack of, game time. Basketball is a super hard game to play effectively. And if you're going to, you need a lot of experience. And, we just don't have a lot of experience. And kind of some bad habits from that. And, like I said, we turned the ball over when we really shouldn't have, and really not even any credit to Craig in those situations, because they weren't even really pressuring us, and we just dribbled out of bounds or make a bad pass or, whatever. But like I said, I just think it's lack of game time and confidence and stuff like that.
Because this is a pretty young team, so you think for the next few years maybe you'll have enough experience to have a comeback?
Well, I think it'll definitely pay off for sure a year or two. And the younger kids, there are quite a few of them that like to play, and I think play a fair amount. So, no, I think they're going to be competitive here in a little while. And not to overlook this season, I would really like these guys to step up and see if they can make some noise at tournament. I think they can, but, they've got to start doing a little bit and taste a little bit, and I think that might happen.
So what are you thinking about this weekend's game?
Haynes is, they don't have a very good record either, but I don't really exactly understand why. They've got a few pretty good ball players. So it's going to be a competitive game, I think. I don't see why they shouldn't be pretty decent, and we're going to have to play well to beat them, especially on their home court.
So it seems like you're going to be playing a lot of these teams more than once. Does that affect your ability to play against them?
Oh, you know, different teams, different ways. Sometimes you get teams that get more confident, and I don't really know exactly what these guys are doing on that level, whether they take those as confidence builders and more determination or less. You know, they're kind of a hard team for me to read. But I don't know. It is hard to play somebody back-to-back and then to play them again. Four times during the season is a lot of times. Then you play somebody again in tournaments. So sometimes it ends up being five and six times a year. So it's difficult, I think, but also an advantage and another point if the players look at it right, I think.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Shady.
I'm Blaine Wilson.
And what's your position on the team?
I'm the post.
What does that do?
I basically just keep people out of the key so we could get rebounds.
Right. How long have you been playing?
I've been playing since I was young in Parks and Rec. So, how long has that been? Probably around 7 or 8 years.
Wow, that's a long time. So you've got quite a bit of experience.
Somewhat.
What year are you in school right now?
I'm a senior.
Okay. Have you been playing on the team your whole time in school?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right.
So looking my freshman year.
Your freshman year. Okay. So looking back at these past 4 years, how do you think your team's doing this year?
This year, I think that we've been doing okay compared to the last couple of years, we've been doing probably about the same, if not better. My freshman year, our team was pretty good, so.
What was your favorite game to play this year?
My favorite game, I think our second night against Thunder Mountain here in Wrangell.
Really? What happened then?
I don't know. I just think that we played well together, that we had... we actually worked as a team, and we played hard, and so it made it fun.
Does it actually feel different? Like, can you feel your whole team coming together?
Yeah, it does. Our passes are crisper. They go where we think that they're going to go. We could sort of anticipate where each other are going. And when we're not together, it's sloppy.
So what do you think happened during that game to make it so that you guys all came together so well?
I'm not sure. I think it could be that we were just playing the more experienced team from a bigger school, that we just decided that we're going to go out and try to have fun, that it didn't mean anything. And so we had played them the night before, and so we kind of knew what to do.
So looking forward to this game that you're playing this weekend, what do you think's going to happen?
I don't know. We've beat Haynes before early on in the season. I think maybe if we play as a team that we could beat them again, and that we've improved since the beginning of the season and that we've learned how to work better and with more intensity. I'm confident that we could actually do something.
What have you guys been doing to get better over the course of the season then?
These last couple of days we've been working on our intensity with defense. We've just been going through man-to-man defense, mostly on a half-court basis, and so it's if we try to do intense, we could just try non-trapping people, making turnovers.
That sounds to me like you're just out there on the court, like, smashing into each other, trying to get in each other's ways. Is that what's going on?
Not quite. What we've been trying to do is help defense, to play our man tight when they have the ball, then when they pass the ball, to sag off a little bit so that if one of our teammates players drives and they can't stay in front, then we get in front as well. So it's help makes it to where they can't get to the basket as easy.
And so are you going to keep playing after you graduate in a few months?
I'm going to continue to play, but I don't know how much on an organized level. I've thought of doing like intramural, but it all depends on the school that I end up going to, if they offer that or not.
Have you ever thought about teaching kids how to play?
I have taught Parks and helped coach a Parks and Rec team. I thought it was fun, but I don't know how much I'd want to continue to do that.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, good luck to you. This has been Wolf Watch for Friday, January 25th, 2013. Thanks for listening on KSTK FM, Wrangell, Alaska. Be sure to tune in next week.